Hi, this is Sean on Grand Licensed Agent with Providence Senior Care on a recorded line. Did you want to go over the 2026 Medicare plans and what's new this year?
I think this is what I was connected to you.
All right, I'll be more than happy to assist you. Can you please confirm your current zip code?
36617.
36617, thank you so much for that. Now, before I do begin, Medicare does require that I do let you know we do not offer every plan in your area. Currently, we represent three organizations, which offers about 36 products. You could contact. All right. So 36 products, you could contact Medicare.com, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your state's health insurance program for all your options. Now, the phone number I see here, 251-272-6788. All right. Now, is that the best number to call you back if we're disconnected?
It's the only one, yes.
All right, no problem. Okay, now also Medicare requires that I do ask, do you make your own health care decisions? Or does a family member or maybe social worker help you?
No, I make my decisions myself.
All right, and also Medicare requires that I ask as well, are you currently in a nursing home, long-term care facility, or does anyone live with you, or do you live with, live in your own residence?
I live in my own residence, but I do have a husband that's here sometimes.
Okay. Works. All right. Gotcha. Okay, and also, do you have your red, white, and blue? Aside from that, do you have your medications there with you if you are taking any prescribed meds, since I will be going over the medication costs?
Okay, just one second.
You don't have to get it right now, but do you take medicines?
I have four meds that I take.
Okay, and do you have your red, white, and blue Medicare card with you today? It will say Medicare health insurance.
Yeah, I was getting ready to get it, and you said you didn't need it right now.
You could go ahead and get your Medicare ID card and, I guess, your medicines as well.
All right. I switched purses. Just one second, okay?
Not a problem. Ready for your Medicare ID number. Hold on. I got T, but after that, I don't know what you were saying after that.
Okay. T-H as in happy, 9.
All dash. Right.
J as in Jackson, X, 2-2.
All right. I'm going to read it back to you. You let me know if I got it right. So that's 3-K-5-8. TH9JX22, is that right?
That's correct.
Thank you for that. I'm going to go ahead and pull up your information. If you can, make sure you have a pen and paper with you to write down any information I find. And I would like to also provide you my best number. And your name is Lily Johnson Ephraim?
Yes. Lily Johnson.
Thank you. And your birthday is 12/6/1940?
Yes.
Current address is 1858 St. Stephen's Court, Mobile, Alabama, 36617.
Correct.
Thank you. And I see you started your Part A and B, 12-1-2005, D-1-1-2006. Okay.
Yes.
Let's see what you currently are in. And do you have a pen and paper right now?
Yes, I have one right here.
All right. I'm going to give you my direct number just in case.
Okay.
That is 561-794-0104. Did you get that?
561-794-0104.
That's correct. And my name is spelled S like Sam, H like Harry, E like Apple, N like Nancy, N like Nancy, A like Apple.
Shana. Okay.
Yep, Shana. Thank you. All right. And let me just quickly see what your current plan is. And your current plan is with Humana Gold Plus, HMO. But I also see that you signed up for a plan for next month. Is that correct?
I didn't sign up for it. They put me on something else because Humana is my favorite. Well, that's the one I always wanted to be on.
So you prefer to be in Humana?
Yeah, I like Humana. I've been with them for years.
Because the other plan is with HealthSpring, which is through Cigna. If you like, I could take a look and see what plans are available for Humana, because you expressed that you like Humana.
Okay. I do. I like Humana.
Okay, I'll look at that for you.
Okay.
All right. Let me go ahead and take a look here. Now, before I can, before I get started with that, your primary doctor, is that Kay Varden?
Yes.
Okay. One moment. Jason Ephraim. Johnson Ephraim, okay. Okay, so as far as doctor's visits goes, how often do you see the doctor? Is that every 6 months, every 3 months, or once a year?
It's usually every 6 months, but I haven't been this year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I just whenever I need to call him, I'll call him for something, but I'm not scheduled to go to the doctor.
All right. And as far as the medicines that you are taking, are any of them for chronic illness like diabetes, heart or kidney issues, ALS or MS?
I have diabetes. I take metformin 1000.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. And as far as ER visits, have you been to the emergency room within the past 6 months to a year?
No, I haven't been this in a while.
Okay. And as far as transportation, do you still get yourself around, or do you need transportation to and from the doctor or maybe pharmacy?
I drive back and forth myself to any place I need to go.
Okay, great. That's good. She still got her car. Okay. And as far as dental, do you have any dental work that needs to get done, or do you go for a quick cleaning?
I have just got a set of dentures.
Oh, cool.
So I'm all right. Yeah, I'm all right with my dentures.
Very good, sir. Okay. And as far as vision goes, do you wear glasses, or do you need actual...
I don't need glasses, but when I need them, I do a reader, some readers.
Okay, you wear readers every now and again. Gotcha. Okay. And you feel your hearing is good? You seem to have good hearing, but do you feel you need to have your hearing checked?
I have, my hearing's good, my eyesight's very good. The doctor said I had 20/20 visions.
Very good. All right. Now, before I can discuss the plans available to you, Medicare requires I remind you this call is recorded and may be shared with plan providers. You don't need to provide health-related information unless required for enrollment eligibility. This conversation won't affect your current or future coverage unless you choose to enroll any plan today. Talking with me does not obligate you to enroll or automatically enroll you in any plan. With your permission, this verbal scope of appointment allows me to discuss Medicare plans in your area. Do I have your permission to proceed?
Yes.
Ms. Ephraim? All right.
Yes, you do.
Okay. Now, now I see you have a few different specialist doctors. Do you see Dr. Jerry Banks?
No, never heard of him.
Never heard of him? 1700 Hills?
No.
Spring Hill? Did you want me to take him off the list?
Yeah, because I don't know who he is.
Okay, no problem.
My physicians are Varden Jones, Charles Jones, and Granberry.
I see it. Alicia Evans, you don't see that doctor?
No, I just told you I only see Dr. Jones, Dr. Granberry, and Dr. Vaughan. Those are my three physicians.
Cranberry?
Granberry, G-R-A-N-D.
I have it here. Michael Cranberry is his name.
Right.
Philip Henderson.
No, Charles Jones.
Charles Jones, okay.
And Vaughan, only three, not three.
So I could get rid of, Drew Pachet, which is the general practice dentist.
I've never heard of that person. I don't know where those names are coming from.
Okay, no problem. I just want to make sure. Do you go to the mobile room?
Mobile Infirmary, yes.
And Charles Jones is your ophthalmologist. Gastroenterologist Philip Henderson, you don't see, right?
No.
Okay. And Alicia Evans, you don't see. Is that right?
No. I don't.
Updated. Is there anyone missing on this list that I should add?
No, I only see three physicians.
Okay, no problem. Just want to make sure everything's absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. I got you. Thank you. And, of course, let's go to the plan here. One moment. I want to just make sure.
All right.
So what I'm going to do is look at the plan that you were supposed to sign up for next month, compare it to your current plan. And if you, because you're looking for the allowance, we'll definitely make sure that's involved as well. Do you have any upcoming appointments?
No.
Why would they put you in this? Just a moment, okay?
Okay.
Just looking at the other plan that you're supposed to start next month. Oh.
Yeah, I don't want to change doctors. I mean, whatever it is they got me on.
I understand because
Miss Lily,
okay, so I see you have Humana right now, but I also see you signed up for another plan that starts next month. So what I'm going to do is try and keep you back into the Humana plan, okay?
Please. Yes.
Okay. Just a second. Just got to go. Okay, I see why they were going. So I believe the reason why they probably were going to give you the other plan is that you would get $185 back to you. It would be given back to you as far as Social Security as a Part B. The plan will be $0 monthly premium. Doctor, $0 copay. Well, if you like, I could see if Humana provides something like that as far as a give back to help you out. That way you can continue on with Humana. Okay, so we'll look at all the options, okay, for Humana.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. All right, just bear with me as I go through the plans available here.
I am patient when you're helping me.
No problem. One moment.
Okay.
Just a moment. Just going through the plans quickly as we can. Just give me a moment here.
I am patient.
So I see another plan here that's a really good coverage, dental, vision, hearing, but it does not provide.
Which one is that?
It's a Humana plan, but it does not provide a food allowance.
Oh, it doesn't? They had given me a couple of them before.
Yeah, but the one plan, the other plan I'm looking at when I say, when I'm speaking of coverage, I'm talking about the other features to your health plan, like your dental, your vision, your chiropractic, ambulatory, things like that, dental, vision, hearing. I'm looking at the coverage, but I'm also looking at the allowance, and there's no allowance provided for that plan. The other plan that's not too bad with Humana is decent as well. They only offer $50 quarterly, so that's $50 broken up into into 3 months. It's not much. Now, okay, yeah, let me see what else. Okay, let's see here. I'm sorry for the quietness.
Hey, don't worry. I'm here.
Gotta say. All right, do find something that gives you a $75 monthly allowance. The coverage for the dental and vision is really good. It does provide transportation if you need transportation. If you need a new pair of glasses or for readers, that's not bad. And this is something you would get every month as far as the allowance each month. $375. I know it's not much, but it's still better than quarterly. And you still get your coverage for your plan. And it is with Humana. And it will start next month. It will be up. So if you would like to get into it, we can put you into that plan. Since you want to continue with Humana, it still has good coverage. How does that sound to you?
I would love to have Humana.
All right, so let me get you with Humana. But I just want to make sure any prescriptions that you are taking that is covered, your doctors are still covered because you have Humana. One second. Really? Just a moment, please.
Okay.
Okay, so let's get you going with the medicines. I want to confirm that. All right, so there's 10 prescriptions showing listed here. I'm going to go over.
I will take 10 prescriptions.
That's why I want to go over. That's why I want to go over to update it and make sure everything is correct and whatever is not supposed to be there will be removed. Now, first of all, do you go to CVS Pharmacy to get your prescriptions filled?
If I don't get them mailed.
So,
I prefer the mail order.
Mail order? Okay, so mail order. Got it. Now, the first prescription on the list shows to be Bisoprolol, hydrochlorothiazide.
Yeah.
Is that right? It shows 5-6.25 milligrams. Do you take it once a day?
In the morning.
And do you get it filled once a month or every 3 months?
I get it I have to get it done every month because meal order, I could do it,
I got you. All right. And as far as levocitrazine, dehydrochlorothiazide, it shows 5 milligrams. Do you take this once a day?
That's once a day.
All right. And you get that filled every 3 months, yes or no?
I get it done every month.
Every month, too?
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Let me make sure I check to fix that. So you take once a day or every three? Do you take it once a day or three times a day?
Once a day.
So how many pills do they give you?
I only get 30.
Mm-hmm. And that's for the levocitrazine, right?
Right.
Okay. And the levothyroxine sodium tablet, 88 mcg, is that right?
Yes. And it's also once a day.
Okay. And metformin, 500 milligrams, twice a day?
Well, they've been giving me 1,000. That's the wrong one. Yeah, 500 milligrams. I thought it was 1,000. I take 1,000 milligrams once a day.
I'll go ahead. They have it listed here twice. That's why. I'll take off the 5,000 and leave the 500 and leave the 1,000. Gotcha.
Yeah, and that's once a day, right.
And you get it filled once a month?
Yes.
Okay. And temazepam, are you taking that?
I have insomnia from working swing shift for 30 years.
Wow.
I found I have to take that every night at bedtime.
So you get it filled once a month?
Yes.
So it's 30 pills a month, okay. And we already went over that level of thyroxin. Do you take the tablets or capsules?
Tablets.
And doxepin?
Doxepin, I'm not on it anymore. I don't know because I just quit taking them. I didn't know what I was taking them for. So he may put me back on when I go to the doctor, and I don't know when I have to go.
Did you want me to take it off the list until he puts it back on your list?
Yeah, just take it off until he puts it back on there.
Okay.
And then I'll know what I'm taking them for.
Okay, and Glimepiride, are you taking that?
No.
No Glimepiride?
No.
Meloxicam?
No.
That's Meloxicam. Is that right?
Yeah. I don't take it.
Okay, so you only take 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 medicines, right?
That's correct.
And you get mail order. Okay.
The mail order, I probably have to get 3 months supply, but right now I'm getting it from CVS.
Oh, so CVS.
Right.
Okay. Hold on. Okay, so your medicines are covered as well as your doctor, so let's get you enrolled. All right, and you go to CVS if you're not doing mail order. All right, so let me get you a going. 1 second.
I hope to get a mail order, but I haven't been getting them.
Okay. All right, so let's see here. Now, are you comfortable saving your prescription information with Humana?
Yes, please.
Okay. Now, we're going to start the enrollment. Please start, answer each question with clearly with a yes or no. Do I have your permission to record this enrollment? Yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Now, it is important that you understand the benefits included in your plan. Would you like to review them before we continue?
Continue.
All right, just a second. All right, now, hold on. This is $0 monthly premium, okay. All right, so here we go. Sorry about that interruption. All right, now, it's important that you understand the benefits included in your plan. Would you like to review them before we continue? Even if you don't want me to go over it again, I still am required to. All right, so the monthly premium is zero plus any Part B reimbursement, medical deductible, you have your drug deductible, inpatient, outpatient coverage to your plan. You also get... Hold on 1 second. Also, you have your doctors in networks, $0 copay, your doctors are in networks. Specialist copay is very low compared to the other plan. Inpatient coverage, you have your outpatient coverage for mental health. And then, of course, preventative services fully covered. And then you have emergency. If you are admitted into the emergency room within 24 hours, your copayment is waived. You have urgent care. Then inpatient, outpatient coverage. urgent care and then maximum out of pocket. And then you have your prescriptions here, tiers 1 to 5. Catastrophic coverage is 0%. And, of course, initial coverage for preferred tier 1 is 25%. Up to 25% tier 2 is the generic. Initial coverage up to 25% tier 3 preferred. Initial coverage level up to 25%. Tier 4 non-preferred drug, not initial coverage level up to 25%. Tier 5 specialty tier, initial coverage up to 25%. And then you have, of course, all your information will be in your summary of benefits that will be mailed out to you so that you can read over them.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to continue the enrollment. So not everything that I read applies to you, just so you're aware. Benefits, premiums, and or co-payments, co-insurance may change on January 1st, 2027. You may enroll in only one Medicare Advantage or Medicare Part D plan at a time. You understand that enrolling in this plan will end any enrollment in another Medicare Advantage or Medicare Part D plan. Providence Senior Care is not a government agency. The summary of benefits and star rating for this plan can be found on the Humana website. We do not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, we represent three organizations which offer 36 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your state health insurance program to get information on all of your options. Providence Senior Care represents Medicare Advantage PPO organizations that have Medicare contract. Enrollment depends on contract renewal. By completing this enrollment process, we will submit an actual enrollment request. After submitting the enrollment, you will receive a notice of acceptance or denial. If your enrollment is approved by CMS, you will be enrolled in this plan. You acknowledge that once enrolled, you must keep both Hospital Part A and Medical Part B to stay in Humana Value, PPO. Do you understand the benefits included in this plan?
Yes.
Thank you. Your name is Lily R. Johnson Ephraim. Your birthday is 12/6. And your birthday is 12/6/1940. Female, gender. Phone number 251-272-6788. Is that your home or cell number?
That's my cell. That's everything.
Thank you. And the health plan may call or text you using this number. Do you prefer to be contacted by phone or do you prefer a text message?
I prefer text messages because I may not hear my phone.
Gotcha. And would you like to receive plan materials by mail or email?
I'm getting them on the line right now. Mail.
All right. And your address is 1858 St. Stephen's Court. That's Mobile, Alabama, 36617, Mobile County.
Yes.
And is your mailing address different than your permanent residential address? Yes or no?
No. All the same.
All right. And did you prefer English language?
Of course.
And did you want large print or regular print?
Regular.
Okay. And your Medicare ID card number is 3K58TH9JX22. Part A and B effective date is 12/1/2005. Are you enrolled in your state Medicaid assistance program? Yes or no?
No.
All right, you may enroll in a Medicare Advantage or prescription drug plan during the annual enrollment period, October 15th through December 7th each year, or leave or outside of this period with a valid exception. We will now select the statement that best describes your situation. By making a selection, you are certifying that the statement truly applies to you. It is later determined that the selected statement does not apply to you, and you may be disenrolled. OEP, open enrollment period, annual one-time change, January 1st to March 31st. Proposed effective date, 2/1/2026. Now, will you have any other prescription drug coverage like TRICARE or VA, veterans coverage in addition to Humana? Yes or no?
No. No.
Are you currently a resident in a nursing home or long-term care facility?
I'm in my home. Thank you.
And will you have any medical insurance other than Medicare or Medicaid when this plan becomes effective? Yes or no?
No. No.
Would you like to provide a veteran status? Are you a veteran? Is your spouse a veteran? Do you have a child that's
no.
a veteran?
No.
You are not a veteran?
No.
Do you work, yes or no?
No.
Does your spouse work, yes or no?
I don't know what he does. Well, he's a carpenter. That's what he does. He builds cabinets and things.
All right, that's good.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so he works now or no?
Yeah, I guess it's where he is now. But you know, you don't ever know what your husband
is. Yeah. Yeah, you're like, what you doing out there? Something. I'm like, okay. All right.
I know that that's where he left going, so hey, that's yeah. good enough for me.
Right.
I trust him.
I hear them. Yes, indeed. All right, now I'm going to confirm your choice to enroll and go over information about your plan. Have we discussed the benefits of Humana Value Plus, PPO plan to your satisfaction, and do you intend to enroll any plan for a plan premium of no more than $0 with a proposed effective date of 2/1/2026?
Were you asking me something?
Yeah, have we discussed the benefits of the Humana plan that I'm providing to you? And are you satisfied with it, yes or no?
Yes, I am.
Do you understand that this is a Medicare Advantage plan that has a contract with the federal government and it's not a Medicare supplemental plan? Yes or no?
Yes.
You'll soon receive a Getting Started guide that includes your evidence of coverage document. Make sure to read your evidence of coverage and confirm the services you expect are listed. If a service isn't listed, it won't be paid for by Medicare or the plan without authorization. The evidence of coverage provides a complete list of coverage and services and can be obtained by contacting Humana. Do you wish to specify your primary doctor? Or
yes.
at least, okay, and your doctor is Kay Varden, your primary doctor?
Yes.
Okay. Is he at the 1700 Spring Hill address in Mobile or is 9575 in Daphne, Alabama?
In Mobile.
Okay. And you are currently a patient of that doctor, yes or no?
I am currently.
All right. By selecting a primary care provider, you acknowledge that your information will be shared with your primary care provider to facilitate and support your care. All right. The monthly premium for this plan is zero plus any Part B premium you may have. If you didn't sign up for credible prescription drug coverage when you first became eligible, you may have to pay a late enrollment penalty. If a penalty applies to you, we will send you a letter describing the steps you'll need to take. People with limited incomes may qualify for extra help to pay for their prescription drugs, premiums, and costs if you are eligible. Medicare could pay for your drug costs, including monthly prescription drug premiums, and your deductibles and coinsurance. Those who qualify will not be subject to a late enrollment penalty. Many people are eligible for these savings and don't even know it. If you qualify, Medicare will pay all or part of your plan premium. If Medicare pays only a portion of this premium, we will bill you for the amount that Medicare doesn't cover. For more information, call the Social Security Administration, 1-800-772-1213, or your local office. TTY users, please call 1-800-325-0778. You can also apply for extra help online at www.ssa.gov/Medicare/Part D/extra-help. All right. Are you Social Security?
I have extra help.
I'm sorry?
I said I have extra help.
I know. It's just something we have to read. Not everything pertains to everyone. Yeah. All right. Now, the Social Security must approve this deduction. You will receive a monthly bill until approval is received. The Social Security deduction may take 2 or more months to bring in after Social Security approves this deduction in most cases. If Social Security accepts your request for automatic deduction, the first deduction from your Social Security check will include all premiums due from your monthly enrollment effective date up to the point withholding begins. If Social Security does not approve your request for automatic deduction, your plan will send you a paper bill for your monthly premiums. All right, now your name will show at Lily R. Johnson Ephraim. Plan name will show Humana Value Plus PPO. monthly premium is zero, plus the proposed effective date is 2/1/2026. Did you receive help completing this enrollment? Yes or no?
No.
All right. You understand that your signature on this application means you understand the contents of this application. Do you have any final questions, or would you like me to assist you with your signature to complete the process? And because we're doing this over the phone, it's considered voice signature. Are you okay with that?
I understand, yes.
All right. I'm going to read three sections. So I will now read the necessary disclosure. Telephonic signature, section one, consent to electronic transaction. You, the applicant, and you might acknowledge and agree to the following provisions. You are enrolling using an electronic transaction that will be verified by an electronic signature. This agreement to use an electronic transaction only applies to this enrollment. You may request to cancel this agreement to an electronic transaction. If canceled, paper enrollment forms will be sent to you at no cost once I give my Humana representative an address, phone number, and contact name. You may ask for a paper copy of this recorded transaction. A digital copy of this agreement is electronically stored and maintained by Humana. To complete your enrollment, we will ask for your agreement with several statements. Do you understand and agree with all of the statements you've heard so far? Yes.
Yes, I agree.
We haven't got to the end yet. So I'm going to read the second section. All right. If you have employer or union health care coverage, you could lose it if you join Humana. Read the communications your employer or union sends you. If you have questions, visit their website or contact the office listed in their communications. If there is no contact information, your benefits administrator or the office that answers questions about your coverage may be able to help. If you already have a Medicare Advantage or Part D plan, it will end once you enroll with Humana. If it is your responsibility to tell Humana about any other prescription coverage you have or get in the future, by joining the Medicare Advantage plan, you acknowledge that Humana will share your information with Medicare and other plans as necessary for treatment, payment, and healthcare operations. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services collects information from Medicare plans to track beneficiary enrollment in Medicare Advantage plans, improve care, and for the payment of Medicare benefits. The Social Security Act authorizes the collection of this information. CMS may use this code and exchange enrollment data from Medicare beneficiaries as allowed by law. Enrollment in this plan is usually for an entire year. Once you enroll, you can leave or change this plan only during an enrollment period, such as October 15th through December 7th, or under special circumstances. You may need to send a request to Humana to leave or change this plan. Humana provides plans for a specific service area. If you move to a new area, you must notify us of finding plan in your new area. Once you're a member, you have the right to appeal plan decisions if you disagree with any payments or services. Upon request, Humana will mail you the plan's evidence of coverage, which includes rules you must follow to receive coverage on this plan. Medicare doesn't generally cover beneficiaries out of the country except for limited coverage near the U.S. border. If you receive help from sales agent, broker, or other persons employed by or contracted with Humana, he or she may be paid based on your enrollment in Humana. Information you have provided must be correct to the best of your knowledge. You will be disenrolled if you intentionally provide false information. Out-of-network non-contracted providers are not obligated to treat plan members except in emergency situations. Please call the plan's customer service number or see your evidence of coverage for more information, including the cost sharing that applies to out-of-network services. You can file a complaint if you have concerns about the quality of care or other services you get from a Medicare provider or about your Medicare plan. For help filing any complaint, visit Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or contact your local state health insurance assistance program SHIP for free personalized help. Do you understand and agree with all of the statements you've heard so far?
I understand.
All right.
And agree.
So you were saying yes?
Yes, I understand and agree.
Okay, so thank you. I will now read the final section. You understand that it may cost more for coverage services you receive outside the network, except for emergencies and urgent care situations. And network provider availability is limited in certain geographic areas or specialties. If your area doesn't offer a specialist you need, you may be allowed to see a non-network provider at the in-network rate. Be sure to contact non-network doctors before you see them to make sure they accept Medicare and accept payment from Humana. If medically necessary, Humana provides a reimbursement or all covered benefits, even if received out of network. You may have to pay extra for the prescription drug coverage if your income is above a certain limit. This is called a Part D income related monthly adjustment amount, or Part D IRMA. If you are assessed a Part D IRMA, the Social Security Administration will notify you. You will be responsible for paying this extra amount in addition to your plan premium. Either the amount will be withheld from your Social Security benefit, or you'll be billed directly by Medicare or the Railroad Retirement Board. Do not send Humana your Part D IRMA payment. Humana will notify you when they receive your enrollment, inform you of your application status, and let you know if any additional information is needed. Agreeing to sign your application by telephone means you understand and agree to all of the statements that you've heard in this recording. You also agree that you understand how the plan we discussed works and the charges you'll be responsible for. If you agree to complete your enrollment, please state your name, your date of birth, and that you agree.
Lily Regina Johnson, ECM. I agree.
Thank you. I will now submit. Thank you. I will now submit your enrollment.
Okay.
All right. And, of course, your enrollment application for the Humana Value Plus PPO plan is complete and has been submitted. Once your application is approved, in 7 to 14 days, you will receive your Getting Started Guide welcoming you to the plan and your new member ID card in the mail. Your confirmation number for this plan, if you have your pen and paper still, I would have liked to provide that to you.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
All right.
So that is D like in dog, the number 0, R like in Robert.
All right.
And then you have D0 already?
Yeah, D0R.
Gotcha. Then J like Jack, the number 9. J like Jack again. Letter M like Mary. The number 5. The number 2. Mm-hmm. T like in Thomas.
Okay. That's D-O-R-J-9-J-M-5-2-T.
5-2-T like Tom.
Yeah. That's what I said. 5-2-T.
Okay. All right, so now the customer service number you should have on your card already for Humana, but I'm going to give you this number for Humana's customer service. That number is 457, sorry. So it's 457.
Okay.
4708.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and they're open 8 a.m. through 8 p.m. local time, 7 days a week. TTY users dial 711. In the next few days, a virtual assistant at Province will call to welcome you, explain the next steps, and answer questions. Anything you need to ask, come straight to me so that I can help you faster. Welcome to the Province Senior Care family, and congratulations on your new Humana plan. And welcome back to Humana. Now, I will be your Medicare agent for the life of this policy. I already gave you my direct name and number. The company I do work for is Providence Senior Care. I want you to take down their customer service number. Let me know when you're ready.
All right.
All right, that number is 888.
Mm-hmm.
221.
Mm-hmm.
5543.
Okay.
All right, and of course, if you are still getting calls, let the agent know that you already have an agent that put you on the best plan that fits your needs. Tell them you're on a do not call list and then hang up. Make it okay. Any other change. We'll leave you unenrolled and we don't want you to be unenrolled, okay? All right.
All right.
Now, the last step is that we do need to get our customer service, our member services on the line to confirm that we went over the plan, we went over your doctors and prescriptions, and that it was your intent to enroll, that you wanted to enroll. And after that, after they confirm all of those things, then you'll be locked in. And also, they're more than likely going to ask you if you would like to do a health risk assessment. HRA is a health risk assessment. You don't have to do it. It's voluntary. It's pretty much like a survey, okay? So let me bring them on the line. I'm going to introduce you. It should take only 2 to 5 minutes, okay? So let me bring them on in. All right, here we go.
Thank you for calling Sunfire. To begin authentication, please enter the best 10-digit callback number for you.
251. I got it. Don't worry.
Oh, okay.
Our mission is clear. Sunfire is dedicated to transforming the way seniors purchase health insurance by fostering transparency, building trust, and driving innovation. Thank you for calling Sunfire. Calls may be recorded for quality and training purposes. Your advocate will be with you shortly to assist you.
Thank you for calling Sunfire CSC. My name is Amanda Brown. May I ask who I'm speaking with, please?
Hi, this is Shauna with Providence Senior Care, and I have Ms. Lily R. Johnson Ephraim on the line, and I have an enrollment code.
All right. Will you please provide the beneficiary enrollment code?
That is D like in dog, 0. R like in Roger, J like in Jack, 9. J like in Jack, M like in Mary, 5. And then 2, then T and then Tom.
Okay. Could you repeat that over and slowly for me? Hold on. Wait. Just 1 second. I'm sorry. Go right ahead and repeat the number. Repeat it over.
D as in dog.
Mm-hmm.
0. R and Roger.
Mm-hmm.
J as in Jack.
Okay.
9.
Mm-hmm.
J as in Jack again.
All right.
M as in Mary.
Okay.
Number 5.
Okay.
Number 2. T as in Tom.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes. And, yes, it's Ms. Lily. And thank you for your help. I have located the customer. Is Ms. Lily on the line?
She's
yes, I am.
All right, thank you. And Ms. Lily, can you please verify your first and last name and your date of birth for verification?
Lily, L-I-L-L-I-E, Lily. Last name, Johnson hyphen Ephraim. J-O-H-N-S-O-N hyphen E, P as in Paul, H as in Hattie, R-I-A-M.
All right, and your date of birth?
12/6/1940.
Okay, 12/6/1940. Okay, all right, thank you. And if we get disconnected, I want to be able to call you right back. What's the best phone number to reach you?
251-272. Let me think.
You're fine.
What's my
6788.
Yeah, 6788. That's right.
My sister
changed my number.
It's okay. Thank you so very much. I'm going to pull up your enrollment now.
Okay.
Okay, and no problem. As soon as I get your enrollment pulled up, I will begin. 1 moment. Okay.
All right.
Okay, just a second. Okay, hold on just a second. All right. And all right, and thank you for your help, Ms. Shanna Gray. I've located the enrollment. I can help Ms. Lily R. Johnson, Efren, from here.
Okay. All right. All no right. problem. And
thank you. And hello, Ms. Lily R. It's nice to meet you. My name is Mandy, and I will be your advocate today. Let's go ahead and get started. My job is to simplify things and ensure you feel confident as you get started with your new coverage. I see you have Kay Bardin as your primary care physician. Is this correct?
Bardin, yes.
Barton, Kay. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Kevin and, Barton.
All right. Thank you so very much. And I see you have Michael Granberry and Mobile Infirmary Association and Mobile Infirmary Association and also Charles Jones as your specialist doctor. Is this correct? Is that correct?
Yeah, well, Dr. Jones at the Providence Hospital, and then the other two doctors at Mobile Infirmary, which is Mobile Infirmary.
All right. And aren't there any other... Okay, thank you. Are there any other... Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I appreciate you for giving me that information, and you've answered the question. And it says, are there any other doctors we have not reviewed that you would like to go over?
There aren't any.
Okay. All right. And I see you have 5 medications listed with your enrollment. Is this correct?
That's correct.
All right. And are there any other medications other than over-the-counter we have not yet reviewed?
But I don't have any over-the-counters yet so far, but now the ones that I had given you are the only ones that I take.
The ones that you have given me is the only ones that you take. Okay, great. All right. Thank you so very much for letting me know that. And... All right, and can you also confirm you fill your prescription at the following pharmacy, which is CVS?
CVS, because I prefer mail order, and I have not been able to get them through the mail. Yes, CVS is my secondary.
All right. You have some additional plan features, including dental. Did you review these during enrollment, yes or no?
Did I do what? Doing wrong? I've already gotten
new dentures. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for letting me know this. Yeah. And it says, did you review these during enrollment? Like, did your agent tell you that you have dental vision issues? Okay, all right.
Yeah.
And it says, all right, we're almost done reviewing your enrollment. Now I need to confirm your intention to enroll in this plan. Just to verify, you have chosen Humana Value Plus PPO with a monthly premium of $0 and a proposed effective date of February the 1st, 2026.
Yes.
Is it your intention to enroll in this plan?
Yes, it is.
All right. Thank you so very much for that, ma'am. And one moment while I go to the next screen. As soon as this gets submitted, we will go to the next screen. I do want to let you know that you are the last person. I am the last person that you have to speak with today. I do understand that you've been on the phone for a while, and I will move as quickly as possible, okay? And it says, before we get started, let's confirm your contact information. Humana Inc. will need to communicate important information about your plan with you. Let's make sure we have your best contact information in the system, and we know how you would like to be contacted. I have 251- 972-672-6788 as the phone number you provided. Is that a cell phone number, yes or no?
That's a cell phone. That's my house phone. That's everything. That's one phone for everything.
Exactly. I do understand. Okay, next it says, okay, wait just one moment. I apologize. Let me fix my screen. Do you have an email address you would like Humana Inc. To send emails to?
Okay, I don't like the email, but I do have an email address. It's ljohnson-ephraim@att.net.
Okay, one moment. So I have L. Johnson. Okay, L. Johnson, just one second.
Hyphen.
And you said hyphen Ephraim.
Yes.
Okay, L. Johnson hyphen Ephraim. And what else?
@att.
@att.net.
Net.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for giving me that information. And as a part of your plan, Humana Inc. will send you updates, reminders, and other notifications. You can choose the ways that you want to be contacted, and you can update your consent and preferences at any time by contacting Humana Inc. And which of the following ways would you like to be contacted? By email, text message, mail, or phone call?
Text message.
Text. All right. And with your text options, just so you know, standard message and data rate for me apply, okay? One moment. Okay. With your agreement, Humana Inc. can collect health information. With your agreement, Humana Inc. can collect information from your previous health insurers It says, with your agreement, Humana Inc. can collect information from your previous health insurers directly from those insurers. This can help you in two ways. It can reduce outreach you don't need, and it can help Humana Inc. clinical experts identify programs you might like. By agreeing, you would instruct your previous health insurer to release all your health care information to Humana Inc. while you're Humana Inc. member. This would be effective from the first day of your coverage with Humana Inc. until your coverage ends. Do you authorize Humana Inc. to collect health information from your previous health insurers within the last 5 years? Yes or no?
Yes.
All right. If you change your mind at any time, you can update or withdraw your consent by contacting Humana Inc. By contacting the Humana Inc. Privacy Office at privacyoffice@humana.com. Okay, I want to go ahead and get that submitted for you. And then next it says we have a short health survey that will only take a few minutes to complete. Your answers will help ensure you're aware of all the benefits of your plan. Your participation is voluntary, and your answers won't affect your coverage, benefits, or premium. And you can pause the survey at any time. Let's take a few minutes now to fill it out, okay? Have you had a colonoscopy within the last 10 years? Would you say yes or no?
Oh, yes.
Don't know. No, yes. But I plan on getting a cancer screening this year. All right, and you said yes. When was your last colonoscopy?
Yes.
The date doesn't have to be exact. So
it may have been 5 years ago, but I know it's been less than 10. So, yeah,
okay.
I've had that.
Okay, would you like for me to say 2025 or 2021?
Well, let's say 20, because it's about 5 years.
All right. And would you like, what day do you, what month do you believe that occurred in?
I can't tell you.
Okay, no problem. The next question states, have you had a mammogram within the last 2 years? Yes, no, or don't know?
Yes, I have.
You say yes, you have? Okay.
Yes, I have had a colon. Yeah, I've had a mammogram. I've had all that.
Okay, all right. And when was your last mammogram?
I don't know date, baby. I'm 84 years old.
Oh, my goodness. You sound very good. You sound very good. What is it called? Yeah, that's good. I did not know that that you would have said that you're 84. But, oh, my goodness, yes. Okay, well, it doesn't have to be the exact date. So,
I can't beat about the bush because I can't remember. I don't remember. I have to ask my doctor when it was, but I don't know. Actually, I really can't tell you. I've had all of it done. The year and date, nope. I have no clue.
Okay. So would you like for me to put don't know then?
Yeah,
or that's
better,
you...
but I have had it, so you still don't know.
Okay. Huh? I'm sorry, what'd you say?
No, I'm just saying that's better. Don't know. When you tell them my age, then they understand why I don't know.
Yes, I am. So, or would you like for me to put no, but I'm planning on getting a mammogram this year?
No, I don't put no. No, don't, I haven't had it. So that'd be I'd be lying if I said no. No, don't put
Okay, I understand what you're saying. No problem. Okay, because you have had it, but I don't know. I was stating no because that you were planning on getting one this year. And the only reason why I stated that is because I was saying. So you answered that. Right.
Yeah.
And I was just trying to make sure because you were saying I don't know if it's in, you know, this time frame, so it's okay. But I put down don't know like you told me to do it first.
Right.
Yeah, yes, ma'am. You the one call the shots. Okay. Okay. Next question says, do you have diabetes? Yes, no, or don't know?
I do have diabetes. I'm diabetic type 2.
Okay. And it says, have you had your diabetic retinal eye exam done by an optometrician or an ophthalmologist within the last 2 years?
My ophthalmologist has done, he said I have 20/20 vision.
All right. Yes. Okay. And so when was your last retinal eye exam?
Well, no, I can't tell you that either. I don't put down dates when I go to the doctor. I guess I need to start writing them on the calendar, but no.
Yes,
I don't
ma'am.
Remember that.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. But no problem. Go ahead.
All right. So Dr. Jones told me, he said, Miss Ephraim, you have 20/20 vision. You don't even have to wear glasses. So I told him, good, I didn't like them anyway.
That's all right. Glasses. That's all right. but I am so glad to hear that. I am so glad to hear that. Yes. Yeah. So do you know, you don't know of the last year? Just the last year? You don't have to know of the month.
It's been about a couple of years.
A couple years? So
yes.
Would you like to say 2024?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We'll just put that down.
All right.
Okay. And then it says, what were the results of the exam? Was it no or negative diabetic retinopathy or positive diabetic retinopathy or don't know? But you said you had 20/20 vision, so no glasses are needed. So I put down. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's what my ophthalmologist said, that I had 20/20 vision. And that's it. And he didn't put a number on it. He may have, but, 84. I don't remember all that stuff, but I do know I've had all that done. See, I look out for my health because, I'm getting older and I don't need to let myself go. So I'm going to get checked out.
Yes. I'm very glad to hear that. I'm very glad to hear that you value yourself in that way, and that's what you're doing. That's great.
Yeah.
And like I said, to be able to talk to you, and you may not remember some dates, but I want to tell you that happens with all of us, and you know what I'm saying, and like you may have things on your mind, so that's the reason why that they, that you may forget those days, but it is a good idea to write that stuff down, to help what it is that you've done, or if there's any information that you need to give concerning that. So I just wanted to let you know that. But next question states, have you had a bone mineral density test in the past 2 years? Would you say yes, no, or don't know?
Yes.
Or no, but I plan on getting a bone mineral density test, and you said yes. When was your last bone mineral density test? You know that was coming, right?
A couple years ago.
Okay, a couple years ago.
I do know that was a couple of years ago.
Okay, so would you like to say 24 or 23?
Yeah, I said that.
What year? Which one, 24 or 23?
24.
All right, got it. Okay, and then it says, do you have a digital blood pressure cuff at home? Would you say yes or no? Or no, but
I do.
Go ahead.
I said I do.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. And the reason, like, you hear me keep reading is not that I'm ignoring you. It's just that when I have to read out the whole entire information, I have to read out all the information, and then I'll say at the end, but you said yes. So that's why you hear me say that. I would definitely... do that for you. And it says, do you have a digital blood pressure cuff at home? Yes, no, or don't know, or no, but I plan on getting a blood pressure cuff this year. And you say, yes, you have one. Thank you. And the next question, and the next one says,
I'm looking at it right now.
Okay.
Yes,
you have it organized and in place where you can, like I said, I am so glad, that you take care of yourself, and the fact that your, doctors are, suggesting these things for you, and, because you're still a human being and you, need to take care of yourself, and I'm glad to
that's
hear
right.
that's how your, your mindset is, right? And that you're around people who believe the same thing as well. And it says, what is your normal pain level on a scale from 0, meaning no pain, to 10, unbearable pain?
No pain at all.
You better tell them, okay? With 20/20 vision and no pain at all. You better tell them.
I don't.
Okay.
I do suffer with migraines, but I have not had a migraine in a while. So
that's it. Yes, I am so happy for you. Yeah, I love to hear these things. In the past month, did you need help with any other following? Choose all that apply. Did you need help getting around your home, walking? Yes or no?
I was about to skip a while ago, but I just no. I don't need it.
Come on now. That's what I am saying. I love it. I love it. I love it. Yes.
I felt like skipping. Yeah. I said, I better not skip, but I do feel very well. Honestly, I do. I really do.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I love to hear it. It's a blessing to hear because, I don't know. It's a blessing to hear that like I said, that you're doing that good and that you got your sense of humor, you got your laughter. I love it. Yeah. And, now I still have to ask you these questions, but I already know the answer to them. Oh no. She said, I'll go after you. I just want to let you know, I understand that your answer is no, but I still got to ask you. But you said that you need help feeding yourself.
I eat like a dog. No, I'm just kidding.
I have people to laugh at that. Yes.
No, I eat very well alone. I went in and I cooked myself what I wanted, and then
come on.
That I started eating my breakfast, and that was it.
Okay,
because I eat late.
Yeah,
like to hang around in the bed a little while, then I get up and get my bath or shower or whatever, and then I cook my breakfast, and I sit down and eat. And I do it all alone because my husband goes to work.
Okay. Your husband goes to work? Come on now. Oh, my goodness. That is so beautiful.
Yeah,
that is so beautiful. Yes.
When he's home, he cooks for me when he's home.
Ahead.
And
oh my God!
But I cook when you're not here.
Let me see. Oh my goodness. You know what? You have made my lifetime. You have made my lifetime. Yeah. Right. I can't even say you made my day, but you made my lifetime because,
isn't that sweet?
Yes, yes. I mean, to hear how the way that y'all are, that you're married, that both y'all are in good health, and to know that like you're saying that y'all are cooking and just living your life and I'm glad to hear that. That you're taking care of yourself and you still feel worth doing something like that and y'all ought to share. You know, this testimony, like I said, with a lot of people and to be able to tell people because, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I hear, that because I used to also be a caregiver and some people feel like that this is it or the people that they're dealing with say, well, you know, that they're getting older and it's like, but these people are still living. you know what I'm saying? And some people, no matter what age that they are, they look better than some people their age and younger. Just like I said, this really is a blessing to hear. So thank you.
I'm still wearing my heels. I don't know what you're talking about.
You better say, I'm telling you, you done made my lifetime. I just keep talking to you. Yes. Yes. It's a moment that they interview.
And I match all the colors, and I wear my heels and socks the same color. I am ready, you know. I am not one of those far behind folks. No, ma'am. My mother was like that, too, though.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not look like that right. too. But yeah, I had on my red heels and red suit and all that on Sunday. I sure did.
Yeah.
Nobody
yes, ma'am.
Knows how
yes,
old
ma'am.
I am because of the way I dress.
Right, right. The way you take care of yourself, the way, the right, right. All of that. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, my husband brags to say, yeah, my wife wears everything, all, everything matches, even her underwear. I didn't have to tell that
right.
lady that. He said, I'm your husband. I can tell her that.
He was like, I'm trying to help these other women out. I am trying to help them out.
Because they don't really tell. Yeah, they don't know how to dress, and they don't care how they look. And I am going to be the one standing out like a sore thumb, I'm telling you.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I look at people at all ages, and it's a couple it's a lot of people like a different age bracket, but they are breaking the internet because like he's saying, and that's something that I believe that your husband, like, he appreciates about you because
yeah,
not
that,
that even your husband even. Yes, even your husband can say she's still taking care of herself. She's still living her
right.
life. She's still getting up every day. And that means a lot. That means a lot. Yes. Yes.
Right.
And I mean, and that can make him keep on going. You know what I'm saying? So, and
right.
taking care of himself. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm not playing. You have made my year. You have made my year.
Well, I gotta tell you one more thing.
Go ahead, honey.
I have to tell you one more thing.
Yes.
He's a younger man.
Woo!
Yeah, I'm going, but he's younger, but it doesn't matter. He sure keeps me going.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes those are the best relationships.
They are.
Sometimes.
We've been married 30 years already.
Right. Okay. That, you, like I said, your math is speaking for itself. Yes, yes, and for him to speak, you know, like I said, he's bragging on you. And
yeah.
and coming home and then fixing you meals so like I said, it doesn't you know what I'm saying, I have seen people who have, like you said, that they have gotten in they have gotten married and have stayed married and have been in the most best relationships, even though that one of them is younger. Yeah. Yeah.
But especially when the man is younger. Now, a lot of women are younger. I got the younger
yes.
man. I got the younger man that comes home from work, cook my dinner, bring it to me, bringing in him to me. I have the best husband in the world. I know I do.
Yes. I mean, and both of y'all bragging on each other. That's what I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, we you know that's right. If you got one,
y'all need to sit down. Come on now, you need to sit down and talk to the singles. You need to talk to the singles. because seriously, like, any age would want to sit down and bask from y'all knowledge because like I said, it's not about a person age, but to see somebody like living like you can be happy, you know, because it's so much that you're giving, you know, you're telling people like how the way that we're happy in our marriage, you know what I'm saying, how the way that no matter that the age that you are, you're still taking care of yourself, and even though that he is younger, that he's able to state that she's still taking care of herself to where that she matches every part of her wardrobe.
I
have enjoyed talking to you today.
Yeah, and I have enjoyed, and I know
I don't know why you said usually I'll be wanting to get off the phone. Yes. I don't know if you've seen some of the people on the internet, but it's couples of it's couples. I think the husband is a pastor. And I don't know if he's younger than her. I don't know, but their relationship and how the way that they're still taking care of themselves, like both of them look good. And everybody, has been having them on different shows because to see them and to see how the way that they get along and how the way that they are still, in love with each other, a lot of people, have had them on their shows to show other people as well. You have truly made my lifetime. So I enjoyed talking with you today. Yes. I can't even say it down to a day or a year, but yes, you have truly made my lifetime. But okay, I'm not gonna hold you long, and I'm gonna go on ahead and do this. And did you need help getting in and out of bed or a chair?
You are the next question. Jumping up out of that bed.
She said, "I just told you I skipped, honey. I just told you I skipped."
Jumping up out of that bed, baby. Before I get out of bed, I pray. And then I get up out of that thing. Yeah, baby. Yeah, I don't need help. Thank you. Thank you, Jehovah, for that. I don't have to have any help to do all that.
Yes. I love it. I love it. I think I was talking to a man in his 70s one day, and he said, ma'am, I just told you I run 5 miles every day. I said, sir, I understand. I have not heard you. I'm hearing you. I just got to keep asking the questions until I finish. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I may walk, but I ain't going to do no running unless the law get behind me.
Yes.
Somebody get behind me.
She said, unless somebody get behind me, trust me, I understand. Okay. All right. And then it says, caring for yourself and cooling, bathing. I already know.
Oh, yes. I don't want nobody else to bathe me. I know where everything is.
Oh, my goodness. I love it. I love it. And she said, and dressing yourself.
No, don't come near me. I know where all my body parts are. You go somewhere and sit down. On the serious side, no, I don't need any help with anything. I appreciate all that, though. I'm so thankful I can do for myself. I really am.
Yeah. Right. Well, I was telling somebody because they was kind of getting irritated by these questions, and I said that like you said, I am so thankful that I can tell somebody no, I don't need that type of help, because that there are people that are our age or what is it called in their situation,
or even younger.
Mm-hmm. You're right. And so it's a pleasure to be able to say no to all of this. I know it's a lot sometimes, but when you look at it that way, it's a pleasure to be able to say, okay, I don't need that. And do you need help dressing yourself?
Baby, the way I love is dress, can't nobody dress me. I love to dress, and they dress me. Like I said, I had on my red underwear, my red suit, my red shoes, my red everything Sunday. I can't buy a dress, and they wouldn't know what to do. My husband may know, because he's bragging on me, so he probably know what to put on me. But no, I don't want to buy a dress for me. I know exactly what I'm going to put on. I lay my clothes out the night before.
Yes.
I lay them out the night before. When I get my shower, bath, and the next day, I can get them up and put my clothes on. And, yeah, he likes to brag on that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, yes, 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 yes. I like that. I like that. Okay, and I already know that the answer is no, but do you need help using the toilet? I know.
What
now? the next question is that do you need help using the toilet?
Oh, I don't need help. I'm a diabetic, but I don't need help. I take my meds like I'm supposed to. I have them lined up so I can take them, you know, first thing in the morning. So, I am very independent. That's one thing. I'm independent.
Yeah.
So once I get somebody up to start to doing something for me, I'm probably going to lose my mind.
Yeah. No. We're not gonna even say that.
If somebody comes trying to help me out, I wouldn't lose my mind. I don't want nobody doing anything for me. I like doing stuff for myself.
Oh, yes. I understand what you're saying now. Yes, I understand. We know that you've been brought this far and we just gonna believe that you're gonna go the rest of the way. It's a woman that she's 100 and something and she was on the news and she was saying that she still wore her heels and they put that in the they put that as a title for the show.
Oh, really?
That she still wore her heels. Yes.
I don't feel like I'm dressed if I don't have my heels on.
Right. Yeah. So trust me, I know. And I like heels as well. So okay, and then it says how often have you felt lonely or isolated from those around you? Would you say never, rarely, sometimes, often, or always?
Never, because I love my alone time.
Okay. Yes. Yes. All right. And then it says, in the past month, have you had a mood change that caused you to be bothered by feeling down, depressed, anxious, or hopeless? Yes, no, or don't know?
No, not at all.
All right. And then it says, in the past month, how many times have you fallen? Would you say done, one time, two times, three or four times, or don't know?
Have I done what now?
It says, how many times have you fallen?
Oh, I haven't fallen in 2 years because I used to fall a lot.
Okay, great.
Great.
Yes. I'm glad to hear that. And it says thanks for your patience. That wraps up the health survey and I'm gonna go ahead and get that submitted for you. And it says when your coverage begins, you will have access to many network retail and mail order pharmacies for you to choose from. CenterWell Mail Order Pharmacy is one option. Using CenterWell Pharmacy may save you time and, depending on your actual benefits, potentially money on your out-of-pocket costs. Would you like more information about how you can use your benefits at CenterWell Pharmacy when your coverage begins? Yes or no, or already use CenterWell Pharmacy?
Yeah, okay. I would love for CenterWell to send me my meds. I really would.
Okay, and let me see. I'm going to give you the information, and we can get that set up for you today, okay? And it says CenterWell Pharmacy is a network mail order pharmacy option that can deliver prescriptions to your home, saving you trips to the pharmacy. CenterWell Pharmacy also provides services like no contract, so you can start or stop this. I'm sorry, let me start over. CenterWell Pharmacy is a network mail order pharmacy option that can deliver prescriptions to your home, saving you trips to the pharmacy. CenterWell Pharmacy also provides services like no contract, so you may start or stop this as you wish. Free standard shipping with order tracking, refill reminders, auto refill for eligible medication, 24/7 pharmacist support. Based on the information we discussed, would you like CenterWell mail order pharmacy to fill your prescription once your plan is active? Okay. All right. And it says, just so you know, I'm sorry. Hold on. Wait. You are free to use any network pharmacy under your plan to fill your prescription, but you said yes, and it says, I'm going to walk you through the medication we have listed for you, making sure we have everything confirmed on our end before talking you through the next steps and what to expect from CenterWell. To get us started, let's go through your medication list for each medication. I need to confirm the supply amount, strength, dose, and form. I will also need to confirm the prescriber and the pharmacy where the medication is currently filled. Okay, and do you have your medication in front of you?
I have metformin 1000.
Okay, and now I have a list. Okay, I do have them in front of me, but I need to make sure that all the information is correct. And if you want to, I can wait until you go get them if you want to.
No, I'm right here. They're right here.
Okay, great. Okay, so I'm going to pull up the first one, and I will tell you. Hold on just a second. Wait one moment. Because I have to go down the list, as I go down the list, I'll tell you, like, this is the one that we're going to work on first, and then you can give me the information off of that one, and then we go to the next one, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, let me see. Okay, the Persepolol, hydrocodone, the thiazide, I'm sorry, it's a tablet, 5 through 6, 0.25 mg, and it's saying it's a refill every month and 30 tablets.
That's a Bisoprolol, HCPC?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the first one.
Okay,
is
that correct? Is it a tablet 5 through 6.25 milligrams?
They're all tablets, all of them. Okay.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Metformin 1000.
Okay. Wait, before we go to the metformin, can you tell me the strength of it? Is it 5 through 6.25?
5-6. That 0.25 mg tablet.
Okay, are these refilled every month or every 3 months?
Well, I've been doing it when the tea run out. They're just when I get 90 of these.
Okay, you get
so
90.
I mean,
okay,
they can refill them. They usually refill and call the doctor and refill them for me. I don't, mail order. They always do it for me.
Okay. So do you want me to leave it as refill every month or refill every 3 months?
Well, I don't know, because I don't know how often. Let's see, this is Now you got me wondering because I was saying every month, and I don't know if I need them. Just say every 3 months.
Okay. Okay.
When I get them from CenterWell, they're gonna do, you know, fill them whenever they need to be filled.
Okay, it's whenever that you tell them, and let me ask you something. How many tablets come in this one? Did you say 90?
This one has, let me say. It has, 60. Yeah, this
okay,
has 60. So I guess that's every 2 months or whatever. I don't know. But they'll get it straight.
Okay.
Okay,
now before I go to the other one, I have to make sure. Now, if you want me to, I can just leave them all at every month and put the quantity for 60 if you want me to.
Well, I really don't know because see, now I've gotten confused. I really have.
Okay.
Every month will be fine. No. Then quantity 60.
Okay. Every month and okay, but because whatever on that bottle, is that's the reason why that I said that I'll wait for you to get the information, is you know that you can tell that information that comes out the bottle, and then you can And also, you can tell your doctor that you switched to CenterWell and to ask him or her to confirm whether or not that you sent in.
No, I'm
going to
tell them to switch me to CenterWell so I won't have to go out there in that cold weather to get my meds. Yeah, I'm just going to
yes.
tell them. You understand?
Okay. Oh, yes. But ask him to make sure that everything is correct that you submitted in. You understand what I'm
yeah,
saying?
It's all correct.
Okay. Just one second. Well, we're going to go to the next one, and I'm gonna tell you the next one that I have. Okay. And hold on, just a second. Okay. Okay, the Levo to Tyrosine. Hold on just one second. And I can tell you which one. The Levo Tyrosine with the just one second. One moment. With the liver to serenine with the dihydrochloride tablet, and it's tablet 5 milligrams refill every month, 30 tablets. Is that correct?
Yeah, and that's until I go to the doctor and see what's going on. Yeah, leave it at that.
Okay, all right. Okay, and then, hold on just one second. Hold on just one second. I'm going to pull up the next one. Okay. Okay. The levothyroxine sodium tablet, 88 mcg refill every month, 30 tablets.
Right. That's for my thyroid.
Okay. All right. And then, okay, now we have the metformin HCL tablet, 1,000 mg refill every month, 30 tablets.
Right.
Okay, you said right.
The
next one is the, just one second. I have another one. Okay, I'm going to put that information in. Okay, the tamazepam is a capsule and it's 30 milligrams refill every month, 30 tablets. Is that correct?
Right, taking at night, sleeping medicine.
Okay, all right. And you said that that's sleeping medicine and you take it every night, okay?
Yeah, I worked swing shift for 30 years and I have to have something to help me sleep.
Okay. All right, one second. And the next, that's all of the medication. And
right.
Wait just one second. Okay, and so now we need to go through, did the same doctor prescribe all of this medicine, or is it different doctors?
Dr. Jones prescribed my eye drops, but Dr. Varden prescribed all the rest.
Okay. So just one moment. What I'm going to do is I'm going to call them out. We got to go back through, because I was trying to make sure first that we didn't have to, change the medication. So just one moment. All right. One second.
Do you know what you said to me when we first started talking? You said, I know you've been on the phone a long time. So I'm going to make it short.
Yes, I did. And I'm almost finished. The only thing is that we started talking and what is it called?
Talking to each other. That's what happened.
Exactly. So I'm not gonna hold you any longer. And but like I said, if we don't start talking that there's not any problems on this end, we can move right through it. But that's the only reason why. And so I apologize.
I just had to say that. That's all. You guys don't mind talking to you.
Okay. Thank you so very much. I greatly appreciate it. Hold on, just one second. The first medication that the bisulfonyl hydrochloride, which doctor prescribed that one?
Dr. Varden prescribed all of them except for my eye drops. Dr. Varden prescribed all of these.
Okay, and what office do you normally go to see your doctor? Is it 957 U.S.
Spring Hill Avenue, 1700.
Okay, 1700 Springfield Avenue. Okay, great. All right, and then Okay, and what pharmacy were you using to get the
PBM? I want mail order.
Okay, that's what we get for you today.
Yeah, see,
okay,
I go to CVS until I can get it mail order.
Okay, and what street is it? MLK? MLK?
Right.
Okay. All right. And would you like Centerwell Pharmacy to refill this prescription automatically? Yes or no call to refill?
Yes. Yes. They don't have to call and ask me anything. Just send like they do my brother. They just send his. They send my husband. But I have not gotten back with Centerwell yet. So I want to get back with them.
Okay. Great. Great. And then it says, would you like Centerwell Pharmacy to fill this as soon as you're eligible when your plan becomes effective at the plan effective date?
That's right.
Okay. All right. At the plan effective date, custom day, or decide later. And you said the plan effective date. This prescription for this medication will start to be fulfilled by Centerwell on February the 1st, 2026, okay? And it says, do you have at least 3 months' supply of medication available at your current pharmacy, yes or no, or unsure?
No, I need to get them 3 months' supply. I don't get them now. I get them done every month because of where they are.
Okay. Okay, I understand. And then it says, next, so what you can do is tell them that you want to change that to, every 3 months. It's up to you, if you want to get that changed or leave it as is. Okay.
I get it changed.
Okay. All right. And, one moment, just 1 second. Okay. Okay. Just a second. Okay. Okay, Monday, Tuesday. Okay. Okay. I'm still here, and just 1 moment. Okay, and then it says the next medication. Okay, hold on. The next medication is the – hold on just a second. Yes. Okay. Okay. The
Providence Hospital just sent me something. I don't go to Providence for anything except to see my doctor, but Dr. Mobile Infirmary is my pharmacy, is my hospital. You might have to straighten that out.
Okay. Who sent you something about your, repeat that?
See,
I'm sorry.
Dr. Jones is at Providence Hospital. He is where I have to go to see him. But all my other, I go to the Mobile Infirmary for inpatient help. So, you know, and I guess that's what they were send me that Providence. I don't go to Providence way out there. I mean, that's a long ways away.
Yes. Whoever scheduled that appointment, now you want to call your doctor. Did your doctor's office tell you that they were going to refer you to something like that?
I haven't said anything about Providence Hospital since I've been on the phone all day today. Now, I'm not going out there for anything because that's too far away. No.
Right. Well, I don't know why. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Because I go to Mobile Infirmary, and that's around the corner.
Right, right. Okay. Then if someone call you and tell you about that,
it sounds
like you're not aware. Just let them know. I don't know what you're talking about. And yes,
I don't know why they did that. I'm gonna find out when I get off the phone. It's just that they had a thanks for choosing the Providence. Heck, no, I did not. But anyway,
yeah.
I'll find out when we get off the phone because I'm going to let them know we got to straighten this out, baby. I ain't going to move problems out for nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So the next medication is the, hold on just one second. A little bit. Bosutiridine, chloride, but it's a tablet, and is that by Dr. Barnden?
Dr. Barnden prescribed all of my medication. I only go to Providence to get my eyes examined and to get eye drops. That's all.
Well, okay. Well, what medication is your eye drops?
Oh, I got to get those too. Well, I have forgotten all about that. I have to go over and get them because I don't have those. I take them early in the morning. That's it. Oh, boy.
Okay.
I got so many eye drops. I don't feel like I need to get but one because he only has that. He has so many over there. I don't know why. I don't give a one. That's too many drops. Look at that.
Tell me when you're ready.
I'm coming. I had to go across the room.
You're fine. Take your time.
Oh, Lord. Okay, this one is MYDRIACYL. That's 1%.
Okay.
By Alcorn.
Oh, okay, you said MY?
DRI.
Mm-hmm.
ACYL. 1%.
ACYL?
Okay,
yeah. MRYDRIACYL.
That's it.
Okay, for some reason that didn't come up. Wait.
Well, see, I don't have to put all this down because I don't drop all these things in my eyes. What they gonna make me blind? I'm just gonna drop what I think that's necessary. Now, I have this right here. I use it sometimes. Let me look. All right. This is, I don't see the name on here. This is DARZOLA.
V-A-R-B-O-L-M-I-D-E.
Yeah, and that's H-C-I on the end. And that's,
Could you spell that one more time for me?
It's D-E-R-Z, Z as in zebra, O-L-A-M-I-D-E-H-C-I. That
wait,
is...
D-E-H-C-I.
It's D-E-R-O-L-A-M-I-D-E.
Okay. So no Z. All right. Yes.
And then that's H-C-I. And that's how many, let's see, how many milligrams that is. Whew. /8.5. You get it?
Okay, well, wait just one second. Okay, D-E-R.
Okay. Z as in zebra.
Uh-huh. Oh. Is it D-O-R or D-E-R?
It is D-E-R. Z as in zebra. O. L-A-M-I-D-E-H-C-I.
Okay. For some reason, I have D-O-R-Z-O-L-A-M-I-D-E, but I don't see the D-E-R.
Well, don't worry about it, because that's what's on here.
Okay. Now, what you can do is check with maybe two of them have to stay with CVS, and the rest can come through CenterWell, unless your doctor can prescribe something else that the that is generic
or another. It's too much of it. It's too many. I got so many drops I don't take. I don't use. I only use one. That's the one I buy from Sam's Club. I don't take
okay.
all that mess. And if I have 20/20 vision, why I'm on this mess anyway? You're going to blind me.
Right. Okay. Right. So I'm not sure of what that is. So that's something that you may have to take back to your eye doctor and ask him why you having to take that.
I don't worry about that. If my vision is 20/20, why should I worry about that? I will ask him when I go.
Okay.
I think they like to sell drugs.
Okay. So, but you say that the rest of them, the capsule, the metformin, the sodium, the other one that I just named out, all of those are from the same doctor.
Dr. Bard.
Okay. And, Okay. And so, just 1 second. Just one second.
Hate telephone.
Okay. So I just want to let you know that this medication right here, you know, what I'm about to give to you, this one, it says, hold on just 1 second. The temazepam capsule is 30 mg. Ills are a controlled substance, a controlled specialty drug. It says you will need to ask your provider to send it to Cinewell directly, as we are not able to handle those type of drugs on this call.
I know,
for more information.
I'm aware of all that.
Okay. It makes us let you know that information, and it says can call the Cinewell Pharmacy team on 1-855-310-5799. So I just want to let you know that. And it says once you set up your automatic refill, Cinewell will mail your medications before they are due. If a prescription has no refills, they'll contact your doctor. You will get a notification when your order is being processed. Changes or cancellation must be made within 10 days. Some medications, like controlled substances, like specialty drugs, are those covered by Medicare Part B, cannot be refilled automatically. Okay. And And then it says, all right, I'm about ready to send this information to Cinewell Pharmacy for them to fill the selected medications when your new plan begins. Do you give Cinewell Pharmacy permission to fill the providers, to fax the providers if needed, obtain the prescription, or if needed, obtain the prescription form from your local pharmacy and fill requested prescriptions through Cinewell mail order pharmacy. It says, do you give permission to Humana, its subsidiaries, to send your personal information through to Cinewell Pharmacy? Yes or no?
Yes. They used to send it. So they already have all my information. But anyway, I agree.
Okay. Do you have any medication allergies you would like health professionals to be aware of? Yes or no?
No, because they already don't see me what I'm allergic to. They already know.
All right. Okay. Now remember, you stopped with them and you're starting back, so they may need to update their records with you.
Okay.
I can tell.
I can understand.
So, do you have anything that you're allergic to?
They don't send me what I'm allergic to. They already know beforehand what I'm allergic to. I can't take anything with codeine in it. They know all that. Yeah, they have my record. Now, may I go?
Okay. I'm trying to hurry up and finish, but it's okay. Then the only one that I'll check is codeine, and we can go to the next. It says, do you have any health conditions you would like the health professionals to be aware of? Yes or no?
Codeine is what I can't take.
Okay. Do you have any health conditions you would like the health professionals to be aware of? Yes or no?
No. Yeah, we're aware.
Okay. Got you. And it says, we already have your contact information confirmed. Would you prefer, CenterWell, to communicate with you about your medication by phone or email? CenterWell to? Got it. Okay. And it says, can you please confirm the address where you like your medication sent? I have your address listed as 1858 St. Stephen's Court, Mobile, Alabama, 36617.
Yes.
Okay, great. Registration is complete. CenterWell mail order pharmacy will use the selection you made today to get started in 7 to 10 business days, and you will get a message from CenterWell by email or text explaining your next steps and if they need any additional info to get your prescription sent to you, okay? And it says, since there are specialty drugs listed, you may need to speak to a pharmacist who will provide you with information prior to mailing out your medication. It is important that you answer this call or call back because CenterWell may not be able to ship your medication, including refills, until you have spoken to a pharmacist, okay? So 1 second. I'm going to go ahead and get that submitted for you. And then next it says, I'm waiting on my screen to submit. And we're almost finished. I'm going to go on and get through this. And it says, Kay Barden as the primary care doctor on your enrollment. Is this a new doctor for you? Yes or no?
Wait. What you call him?
Kay Barden.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Hey, is that a new doctor for you?
No, that's my primary doctor. No.
Okay. All right. And so thanks for confirming that. With your Humana Inc. plan, you're eligible for a covered annual wellness exam every 12 months with your primary care provider. And an annual wellness exam is not a routine physical and usually doesn't involve lab work or hands-on testing. Instead, it's more like a planning session to update a customized preventative care plan to meet your needs. Would you like me to help you get that appointment scheduled? Schedule now, confirm existing appointment, or not now?
No, I'm ready to go. I've been on the phone longer than I've ever in my life been on the phone.
All right. Okay. So, schedule now, confirm existing appointment, not now. And you said not now, not a problem. You can call Humana Inc. at any time for assistance with scheduling and an appointment with the primary care provider. And it says, would you like a call back to schedule at a more convenient time? Yes or no?
Yes, that'll be all right.
It says, as we weren't able to get your annual wellness exam scheduled today, I will arrange for someone to give you a call back to get that appointment scheduled for you. Can we give you a call back at 2:00? You just said yes to it. If you say no, if you don't want it, ma'am, you don't have to have it. Do you not want that, ma'am?
Well, I don't want to stay on the phone 2 hours no more. I just don't like the telephone.
No. I'm asking you yes or no. Do you want the call back? Because if you don't want the call back, you don't have to have the call back.
Okay, no, I don't want the call back.
All right. And it says, hold on just 1 second. I apologize. Okay, not a problem, and you can call Humana at any time for assistance with scheduling an appointment with the primary care provider. So I'm going to go ahead and get that submitted. And it says, we have covered a lot today. Our last step is to make sure you know what to expect next for your Humana Inc. plan. It may take 7 to 10 days for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to confirm and approve your Medicare enrollment. Once approved, Humana Inc. will send you a confirmation letter, welcome communication details with your plan benefits, your Humana Inc. member identification ID card, which you should bring to all your healthcare appointments once your plan starts. If you have any questions about your plan or benefits before you get your welcome kit, please call the Humana Customer Care Department at 1-888-899-0983. Okay. Now, if you want to, you can write that number down. If you don't, it's okay. And then for CTY, I know that you don't need it, it's 711. They're both available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., and they can help you with anything we didn't complete today. Also, it was a pleasure working with you today. I hope that through this conversation, I have helped you feel confident about your healthcare decision. We are honored that you have chosen Humana, Inc., and thank you again for your time, and I hope you have a great day. All right, thank you so much. Nice talking
thank
to you,
you.
And I you have... thank you. Bye-bye.
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 Woo! Too much for me. Okay. What is this for? Providence, hi, Lily. We will be calling you shortly to check in with you regarding your recent Medicare plan enrollment with us. No, hell no. Something happened. We will be calling shortly. No, you ain't going to call me shortly by my reason. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Spam. 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 Spam, Santa Rosa, Florida Beach, okay. Okay. I don't need you for nothing. You for nothing. Ow. And I'm, I get really, really, really upset about this shit. I do. Now, I don't want to bother with you. I'm going up in here and clean up my kitchen. Y'all making me sit here for the longest. I am not caring about it. Don't like it at all. I don't like it at all. I-